All right, let me see if I can find your paper. All right, there you are. So, actually, for a second, forgot that you were coming, so I'm not actually ready. One moment. All right, now I'm ready. Sorry, as I said before, the purpose of the project is to kind of explore one-on-one teacher-student interactions and to what degree they matter to the students and to what degree do they matter to the teacher in terms of feedback that you give each other, in terms of just motivation and etc. And one of the reasons I picked you, one is that we haven't interacted that much in a one-on-one kind of way, so I kind of wanted to get to know you. So with that in mind, could you just tell me like a couple things about yourself that I wouldn't get from class, like just what your life is like, whatever occurs to you?
I'm a musician.
Yeah, you're a drummer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not only a drummer, it's considered just percussion because we play multiple instruments.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I usually don't get a lot of things done in school. Because that takes up, I'd probably say, like 50% of the day. Because
mm-hmm.
from practice, and then I always have to leave school to go practice for all city and things like that. It takes a lot of time.
Gotcha. How many days a week do you do it every day?
Practice by myself. Independently, I practice every day, but certain days they come and pick us up to go.
Okay. And is that something you hope to continue to do beyond high school? Like, in what fashion would you want to keep doing it?
Go to college, major in music or performing arts and things, and try and become a percussionist in the Philadelphia Orchestra or any orchestra.
Nice. So you want to go the classical route?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I remember you had back during the character playlist thing, you were asking me about using instrumental stuff.
Yeah.
So that's cool that you're interested in that. Did I tell you about Explosions in the Sky? That's my favorite instrumental band.
Mm-hmm.
You should look into them. They're pretty
You told
awesome.
Me about this other thing. And I did listen to it.
Requiem for a Dream, I remember.
Yeah, and I remember, I heard it, but I never could find it before, and it was really nice.
Yeah, it's intense stuff. Explosion in the Sky has like 5 or 6 albums. It's all instrumental rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very like dynamic. There's ups and downs, just like in a symphony.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Cool. So, could I ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, to go from open-ended to very specific question, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being like as good as things possibly could be, 1 being like serious issue, and 5 being average, how would you rate your focus in class?
My focus would be a 7.
7? Okay. And your interest in English class specifically, and you don't have to worry about hurting my feelings.
Probably... like a 3.
3?
Yeah.
Ouch. And your responsibility outside of class in terms of just staying on top of your life and managing and organizing things?
Oh, my responsibility should be a 10, but I don't treat it so.
So what would it actually be? Or what, you said it should be a 10.
Yeah, it is a 10. Like, responsibility outside of this class is a 10, but I don't really usually treat it like that. I don't
know what you mean. Could you elaborate?
Like, it's everyone's responsibility to do stuff after school, but some kids choose not to.
Uh-huh.
And I'm one of those kids that choose not to. But I know that it is important.
Okay, so you're aware of responsibility, but in terms of how much responsibility you actually think you have, what would you say?
As much responsibility as I take on,
uh-huh.
I should say. How much I take on would be like, probably less than average, probably another 3.
Another 3?
4.
Yeah. Should be 10, is 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And that's, as you said before, mostly because drumming's just more important to you than other things?
Yeah.
Or that's it mainly?
Yeah.
Okay. So, another reason that I wanted to talk to you specifically is because I do definitely see some positive things in you, like when you contribute to discussions, which you've been doing more lately, and like the poetry that you've turned in is usually pretty solid stuff. It's like thoughtful stuff.
Thank you.
Except you just don't always follow the directions. Like if I ask for a page, you give me like a half a page, or sometimes you just don't turn something in. But like the stuff I do see is solid. And so one thing I wanted to explore with you is finding ways potentially to get your grade to a place where it more reflects the degree, because I think you are learning. Do you feel like you're learning in this class or not really?
Sometimes I do. I think with English, that's controversial sometimes. I talk to other people about this, but what else can you learn besides the English language.
Uh-huh.
Because all we do and all, like, the school district wants us to learn is, like, critical thinking and reading comprehension and things like that. Stuff we've been doing since always. Is nothing really new ever happens. And I know it's probably going to be the same with English 4.
Yeah, a lot of people actually feel that way. And the thing about it, it's not so much learning new information. It's more about practicing a skill, because you can never be a master of it. It can always get better, and that's more how I look at it anyway.
Yeah.
Is like developing that more and more. And also, and the reason it's important not to try to get up on like a,
pedestal.
A pedestal or anything is everything else. Yeah, everything else that you're learning, things that are important, things that are not important, whatever.
Right,
everything you learn, okay, I'll see ya, and do in life comes at you through the English language in one form or another, right? So the better you are at using it, the better all that other stuff is, theoretically, right?
Yes.
That's how I look at it. So I hope, hopefully I can help you see that as the rest of this, these next couple months go on. Is there anything... actually, no, I don't want to leave that topic just yet. if I'm starting to bore you, let me know. Oh, I have so much to say about it. I want to be like succinct. I want to be. I don't want to like just ramble on and on. So the idea, I'm going to work. This is one thing. Another thing I want to work on personally as a teacher is is helping people see what I'm trying to explain right now, seeing the value of the class, because a lot of people feel that way. But the idea is just continue to practice, continue to engage with things through language. And sometimes you're going to like the thing, sometimes you're not. But it's an important skill. Okay, I'm going to end up rambling, so I'll stop. But with that in mind, that like you sometimes struggle to see the point, and that that makes you not motivated. Is there something? Would you have an interest in like us setting up a plan to keep you on pace with what you need to turn in and such?
I don't know if I can think of anything that could help with that.
But if I could think of something, would you want
to try? Yeah.
Okay. So let me take a look. I have your grade up here. Let me take a look at how it's changed. Do you recall your quarter one versus quarter two versus quarter three grade?
I think I had a C, then an F.
Right now you've got an 82 this quarter, so you've been on top of things pretty well. Two, I think, was definitely the worst of the three.
Yeah, that's the worst for all of my classes.
I think a lot of people don't feel too bad, because a lot of people dipped during the winter because of the crazy schedules, and some people are testing and snow days and all that. Let's see. Quarter two, you had a 52. So that's a 30 percentage point difference. And I'll pull quarter one up in a second. So yeah, you've definitely been on pace the last, during Their Eyes Were Watching God. Where are you at in the reading right now?
I haven't read yet.
You haven't read at all?
Yeah, the only reading I do is when we're together.
Okay.
And whenever you ask questions, a lot of times I answer the questions, they're usually opinionated or what I would like infer based on what we read in class.
Okay. And the same reason for why you aren't reading outside of class, or other reasons?
I'm not a reader.
Can you elaborate more on that? What do you mean?
I don't read books. I can't remember the last time I actually like read a whole book cover to cover.
How come?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I just can't read a book. Like if when I'm on my phone, I can like read through all these messages, but when it comes to actually reading a book, I just get so tired. It's boring.
Okay, so it bores you. Is it? It's mostly like, is it the subject matter of the things that you've tried to read, or would you say it's more the style of just reading words?
I think it's the subject.
The subject matter?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not like, is it like difficult, like understanding what you're reading?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. It's more
I get it. It's just the
I don't
topics.
Care.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so I have your first quarter grade up now. It's so you went from a 73 to a 52 to an 82. Is how it's progressed. So kind of very much fluctuating. Let's talk about your answers on my survey. So you said you like doing group work the best. Could you tell me a little bit more about why?
That's a personal reason, and that's because like I don't want others to have to deal with my bad. Like if I'm not doing work, the whole group is going to have to suffer for that. So
okay.
I just pick up the slack and then do what I have to do, and then the whole group gets a good grade.
So you feel like more accountable to your peers and your friends than you would to like a teacher if it's just you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then let's see. When you said the most beneficial aspect of my teaching is me writing out the vocab and definitions. What makes that so beneficial? What did you say?
Like when kids, I remember sometimes I take pictures of things and I never look at it ever again. But when I write it, it's like muscle memory. So I actually get it when I write it down. So that helps a lot.
I find that too. I'm very much of a language-based learner. So, but as opposed to like you finding out the vocab on your own and writing it down on your own.
Yeah, that I'd probably do that better.
That would be even better than me putting it up?
Yeah.
You think? Okay. And then, for your struggle, you said homework, which we've kind of already talked about, and just maintaining interest. So yeah, that's a hard thing to tackle, how to get Jeff more interested in English homework. I will say that the next two books that you have that are coming are more current. The next one takes place during the same time period as this, actually, but with vastly different characters and subject matter. So this is...
Hey, have you finished? Hey, will the following students please report to the first world conference?
Oh, this is going to take a while. I'm just going to talk over it. Okay, so this is like working class black people in the South. The next book, Great Gatsby, that we're reading is like super wealthy white people in the North. So subject matter-wise, different in every way, but still the same time period. So it could be interesting on a level of, just compare contrast. From the musical perspective, this was during the jazz age, and I'm going to do a few activities that incorporate like the culture of the time of which jazz is a part. And the music going on during that time. And then the book after that is The Catcher in the Rye, which is written much more like the 60s, I think 50s or 60s it was written. So it'll be the most recent thing we've read. And the narrator is a teenager. He curses all the time. he talks in like stream of consciousness just as things come to his mind, he says them. So at the very least, I think you would definitely like that one. Attempt both, at least. Like, do you even attempt? Have you, like, you said you don't read at all.
Yeah.
Did you at least read the first couple chapters, then decide you didn't like it?
The first couple, maybe like the first one, and then that's it.
Do me a favor. I get that it's not, I'm not going to, like, expect you to make this drastic change where you're going to read an entire book when you weren't reading any before.
Yeah.
Every book from this point forward, can you make can you at least promise me you will read, let's see, the first, let's say at least the first 40 pages. Is that doable?
Yeah, it's doable.
Don't give up on it until you've gotten at least that far in. All
right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 50, but that might be pushing you, I feel like. Try to do 50, if a little bit less, okay. But even, like, I love reading, and it usually takes me about that long to actually like a book.
Yeah, that's the thing. It takes so long to actually get into it because there's always the setup, which I don't really like too much.
Yeah, it's usually, the first couple chapters of a book are usually boring. It because you aren't invested in the characters yet, you don't know who they are, you don't know their circumstances. Get 50 pages in, if you still don't like it, then you have some reason to not keep reading. But at least try to get that far. You think you might be able to do that?
I can do that.
Okay, I'm going to be checking in with you during The Great Gatsby to see if you are.
All right.
Is there anything else I wanted to talk about? I think that's pretty much it.
Is The Great Gatsby a magician or something?
No, he's a super rich guy that throws parties.
Oh.
He's also a bootlegger. Do you know what that is?
Someone that makes fake things.
That is what it is now. At that time, it was during Prohibition when alcohol was banned. So, are you aware that there was an actual amendment in the U.S. Constitution forbidding people from drinking alcohol or producing it? And then that's the only amendment that's ever been taken back. There's another amendment that said, you know what, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
You can go ahead. But both this and that took place during Prohibition. And a bootlegger was a person who made alcohol illegally and had a business.
Isn't that like moonshining?
Also, moonshining is another example. Yeah. Pretty sure. I might be using the term bootlegging incorrect. I'm pretty sure they're both the same thing, more or less.
It kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, they're similar. So yeah, he's gotten rich off of that sort of business, and he's actually from the middle, I think the middle class, maybe even the lower class, and trying to fit in with high class society now that he's got all this money.
Yeah.
It's about other things too, but that's why he's called The Great Gatsby. So hopefully, yeah, at least read the first 50 pages of that. Keep up the work turning stuff in on time, like you've been doing.
Yeah.
And that's all the advice I got. Anything else you want to talk about or ask me about while we're here?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. I appreciate you letting me record this. Yeah. Are you okay?